Although domestic violence is a huge problem, D.C. actually has better protections in place for victims than many other jurisdictions, including Maryland and Virginia. Joining us live now is Leslie Morgan Steiner of ModernMom.com. What makes D.C. a better place for victims, Leslie?
Well, in large part, it's because we have 100,000 lawyers in the District of Columbia, and we also have an incredibly high percentage of women here, especially well-educated working women. And this has, in order to transform your life as a domestic violence victim, you really need a lawyer who understands domestic violence, and usually one who is free. And we're very lucky here that we have an organization called DC Volunteer Lawyers Project, which last year alone provided over 14,000 hours of free legal aid to victims of domestic violence in the District of Columbia. But I also want to be clear that in a big picture, the United States is a quote-unquote good country to be a domestic violence victim overall compared to other countries, and also that Maryland, D.C., and Virginia are, again, good places to be a victim because there are, in all three places, there's actually a lot of support and protection if you know how to go get it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. One of the things that a lot of victims try to get are protective orders. Who is eligible to get one of those?
Well, it depends on where you live. In all three areas, you can get a protective order. You can also get emergency shelter from the Crime Victims Compensation Funds and financial assistance. And often you can get emergency custody for children, too, which matters a lot. But the differences are that in the District of Columbia, you can get a protective order against a larger number of people. It doesn't have to be your current or former partner. It can be your ex's new partner or your new partner's ex. Mm. Or it doesn't have to be somebody who's necessarily you've been in a sexual or intimate relationship with or that you have children with. And that is important. But the thing that Maryland and Virginia have is that they have longer periods of time for the protective orders. And that matters a lot to victims as well. And then the last thing that makes D.C. a worse place is that strangulation is not a felony in the District of Columbia. And it is in many other places because it's one of the most lethal things that you can do to somebody. And it's really common. And the district really should make strangulation a felony crime.
For orders that do have a shorter length of time that they're in effect, can they be extended if the
Yes.
threat still exists?
Yes, you can get this extended. But again, you need a lawyer to do all of this. And
Right.
one of the ironies or paradoxes about domestic violence is that domestic violence is a crime. So if you're an abuser accused of a crime, you are entitled to free legal representation under the laws of this country. But a protection order is a civil order. So if you're a victim, you are not guaranteed a lawyer. So that's why DCVLP and other organizations that help victims with free legal assistance are so incredibly important. And I know as a victim myself, I couldn't have done anything without a lawyer who understood me and what I had been through and offered me protection going forward.
How do people find out about this organization if they need to?
Well, it's pretty easy, thank God, to find out, get support. You can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-SAFE, anywhere you live, and get local support. And then DC Volunteer Lawyers Project has a website that has all of their information. And also they have a wonderful walk-in clinic every Wednesday from 1 to 3:30 at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Southwest at 4th and I. And you can just come there and you can get free legal advice, housing information. You can talk to a social worker. So, again, it's one of the things that makes D.C. a quote-unquote good place to be a DV victim.
That is good information. Thanks, Leslie. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Leslie Morgan Steiner of ModernMom.com.